Now, one of the things that I missed during lockdown, and I'm sure that we'll be talking about lockdown for a long, long time, is welcoming people into our home and also going to other people's homes. And welcoming is really, really important. And I was wondering how people welcome other people into their homes in different countries, in different cultures. In France, as you know, they kiss each other on the cheek, and apparently, I never know with my French relatives how many it is. It's sometimes two, it's sometimes three, sometimes four, sometimes five. I just go like that, and then I'll... because it's usually three, but as I said, it depends on who you're greeting. In other countries, like in the South Pacific, they greet you with these beautiful garlands that they put round your neck. People greet others with dance. When Adrian and I were in Kenya just before lockdown, visiting schools, so that we, you know, projects about building schools, we were greeted with dancing, and that was just amazing, absolutely amazing. And any other cultures about how people are welcomed? Have you been welcomed in an unusual way in your travels? Eskimo rub noses, the Maori rub noses as well. The Russians grant the Russians offer bread and salt. I can't see Jan here. Is Jan here this morning, or she may be outside? But apparently in Nepal, people put their hands together. So there's lots of ways. And I'm told in Tibet you stick your tongue out, but I wouldn't suggest that, because that's not very appropriate in the Western culture. So there are different ways of welcoming people. So, how do we welcome people into the church? And obviously there are various ways of thinking about welcoming people into the church. You can welcome people into membership of the church, but today I want to emphasize about welcoming people who come through the doors. And obviously, it's been a long, long time since we've all met as a church community. But what I would like you to do, if you are able to, I'd like you to go round, stand up and go round. If you feel comfortable, if you don't feel comfortable, that's fine. And go and greet someone and welcome someone that you don't know or that you haven't seen since for the last 15 to 18 months, and just say hello, welcome. So take the lead and say hello, welcome people. So sorry to disturb the fun. How did that feel? There was an amazing buzz from up here, and Charlotte's carrying on. It's so lovely to be able to mingle and say hello to people, isn't it? It's just that human contact, that fellowship is just so, so important. So that was... that was your activity for the day, okay? Let's come back to the two texts. We have here two short gospel passages, one from Matthew and one from Mark. First of all, the passage from Matthew. Jesus is encouraging the disciples to go out, and he certainly knows that they will encounter opposition, persecution, and many will suffer for being a disciple of Jesus, and even sadly some will be put to death for their faith and their witness. But Jesus is encouraging his followers to find those who will support them, to uplift them, encourage them as they go about their ministry. Now, interestingly, and I didn't know this, is that in my version, the New Revised Standard Version, and in the version that Adrian read, we use the word welcome, whereas the version of the text was receive, the one that Chris put up. Yes, receive. And I'm suggesting that those two words are actually interchangeable, so that the better translation for the word welcome is receive, which is the one on the screen, which is deeper than just friendliness. To be received means heeding the words proclaimed, accepting the teaching, praying for the apostles. Whoever receives you receives me, Jesus said, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Whoever receives you, whoever welcomes you, receives me, welcomes me, and whoever receives me, welcomes me, receives the one who sent me, welcomes the one who sent me. So here in Matthew's Gospel, Jesus is clearly saying that he was sent from God the Father into the world, and he reveals God. If we want to know about God, God's word, God's will, then we look to Jesus. Jesus is the clearest word from God. And as Jesus is to his heavenly Father, so the disciple to Jesus. Those who receive the disciple, welcome the disciple, are doing that for the Lord. And there is a reward attached to this text. And that reward is those who receive the prophet will receive the prophet's reward. Those who receive the righteous will receive the reward of the righteous. And those who give even a cup of cold water to the little one in the name of the disciple will receive their reward. So basically, Jesus is telling his followers that they will be received and welcomed and honoured and supported in their ministry. Yes, suffering and persecution and rejection will come, but that is not the only response. Yes, they will go from town to town, and some people will not welcome them, some people will not receive them or listen to them. But what are the disciples to do? They're to shake off the dust off their feet, leave that place, and carry on. And carry on to spread the good word. So what will happen to those who reject the gospel, who do not receive the apostles' teaching? Sadly, they will be rejected by God. So welcoming people is also receiving the Lord's gift. Turning to the second reading, the Gospel of Mark is part of the current lectionary study, but what I've done, I've chosen a very small passage from the lectionary reading for those who follow the lectionary in their prayer time, and it deals with welcome. People were bringing children to Jesus to be blessed, but the disciples were trying to stop the parents, and they were rebuked by Jesus. Jesus said to his disciples, children must be welcomed. He says we are all children and we are all welcome. So if we do not receive the kingdom of God as children, we will never enter it. So again, for the word welcome, use the word receive. And it is a question of welcoming people. We must welcome people. We must not put up barriers. So how do these two passages connect to us today? What is the relevance for today? Now, we've been away from the church for 15 months, probably more like 18 months, because I know that there were certain periods where only very few people could come to the church. And I think we all accept that life, life with a capital F, as we knew it, will not be the same. Life won't be the same so far as infection control, so much as working from home, being aware of our space, being double jabbed, triple jabbed, etc. Life will not be the same. And it's the same with the church. We need to think of innovative ways of doing church, of drawing people back into the church, as some in the last 18 months might have gone astray or might have gone away or might simply feel too nervous to come back into an enclosed environment. But it's also a question of welcoming new people into the church. People who are looking. And I think that there's a great spiritual need following the difficulties of death, isolation, and illness. And many people have had the opportunity of reflecting, of thinking, of reassessing their lives during this long period of lockdown. And there may be many people out there looking for spiritual guidance. They may be looking for Jesus. And it is our job here in the church to welcome people in so that they can find and reflect and find God's love. Here at Cheldon Road, amazing new things are being tried and tested. We have Messy Church coming back in next week. But we are, we're testing out new things. I meant the royal we, the leadership and members of the church are testing out new ways of doing church. For example, the way that coffee and tea are served before the service, the way of the layout of the church, which, can I say, if I may, I'd like to express a view on this and say I think it's a really great idea. It makes it more homely, more feeling of community, and more feeling of rapport than simply everyone looking this way to the preacher. But welcoming is so, so important. And welcoming those who've returned after 18 months, those who are cautious, those who are cautious about coming back, those stepping through the door for the first time, and welcoming them and making them feel wanted and part of this friendly community. Now, I acknowledge entirely that this is hard. It can be very hard for some people. It can be hard because some of us are shy, some of us are fearful of rejection, some of us are reticent, and we are all human beings with different feelings, different ways of expressing ourselves. Some people find it difficult to go up to strangers and say, oh, hi, welcome. And it's particularly embarrassing when you come up to someone and say, oh, hello, I haven't seen you. And say, well, I've been worshipping here for the last 6 months. That's when it's very embarrassing. But the important thing is welcoming, because by welcoming people into the church, physically welcoming people into the church, we are also welcoming Jesus into our lives. And not only are we welcoming Jesus into our lives, but we are also receiving Jesus into our lives. And that is all part of our discipleship, is also part of our mission. So it's not only it's not only a collective thing, but it's also something individually about receiving Jesus into our lives, welcoming him into our lives by welcoming other people into Jesus's family, into the church, into the house of God. And that is really important. And as I said, I know it's hard, and I know there's some reticence at times, but it's part of our journey with Jesus to welcome people into the church. Now, finally, as part of the new way of doing church, teams have been created called Heart of House. And again, this is a new way of trying to make services more friendly, more welcoming. And for those who don't know, teams have been set up, and they're responsible for setting up the church for a Sunday morning by putting out the chairs, putting out the tables, preparing tea and coffee before the service so that people can have refreshments. And this is such a crucial part of the life of the church. It's as important as coming up here preaching or playing. So if any of you are interested in joining a team, then please see Caroline. Is Caroline here? Gosh, I'm not doing well today, am I? Is she in junior church? Okay. Well, please see me, and then I can pass you on to Caroline. If you're interested in being part of this Heart of House, a part of the welcoming process into the church of doing things slightly differently. And I'm sure that there are things that won't be quite right, and leadership are always open to try things out, and if it doesn't work, we'll try something else. And this is amazing. But welcoming people into the church is really, really important. So, and when we visit other churches, it's really nice to have a warm welcome rather than just sit there in the background thinking, golly, have people noticed us? Because that's part of the receiving into the fellowship. Even if the fellowship is simply for an hour on a Sunday as you're passing through while you're on holiday, but it's that bonding of that relationship. So think welcome means receiving, and if you see someone new in the church, please welcome them, because that is part of who we are as the church community. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for welcoming everyone. We thank you that we can be with you. We thank you that you are with us. Help us to spread your invitation so that other people know they are invited. So that other people come to you. So that other people may be blessed by you. Lord, help us to make everyone feel welcome, to do nothing that puts people off, and to do whatever it takes to reduce stumbling blocks and prevent barriers. We ask in your name. Amen.